from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Is this more than you bargained for? I hope not. Welcome to 96.5, The Fan, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco. This is Fesco and Dusty in the Morning with Mac Murray, our producer, executive producer.
Oh, you got the executive title now that we're on FM.
I like that. That's good.
Better believe
it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'll take it, baby.
You might have to sit down after hearing that, Mac.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new day.
A new day, a new station, man.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Another. And I think we have a new text line, but I'm not really sure if it's working.
I don't know. It's 913-586-7965.
Somebody text that now. Let us know that you're texting that number to see if it shows up on the text line or if we're still getting the text from the old text line number today. Mm-hmm. So I'm always curious about that. They tell us the new text line number's here, but I don't know if it works.
Well, this says from I don't know what text line. Dusty, on your last tweet, it shows the number ending in 0965. Just checking. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either,
I did not put a number on my tweet.
It's 913-586-7965. That is our telephone number. You can call in, weigh in on the new station. Let us know what you think. Let us know how excited you are to have the Chiefs, the Royals, K-State, and Missouri all on one radio station. And, of course, the best sports talk in Kansas City as well for everybody here on 96.5 The Fan. Testing new line. There we go. All right. It's working.
We're good.
All right. We got it from the 7-8. Last two digits, 7-8. If that was you texting the new 7965 text number, we're rolling along, baby. Rolling along.
We just had someone call in and say, hey, you told me to call in. The number's working. I was like, no. Shoot us a text. But I'm glad the call works. I'm glad the phone's working.
The number works, too. Good. Okay, good. We're ready to go. I saw the engineering people here. Apparently, Spectre slept here all night, which is beyond me. But so people have been here all night making sure the phone lines are working for everybody today. That's good.
My repost. Okay.
What did you get repoed?
I don't know. I've never had anything repoed.
I haven't either. No.
Thank goodness. Not yet.
Knock on wood. Day's coming.
Okay. Welcome in to Fesco and Dusty. We want to get into this because this is something I found very polarizing of where the times have changed. And it feels really good to read something like this and to see something like this because their odds every year for teams to do different things. Win the Super Bowl, win the AFC, make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I saw this yesterday. John Ewing, he's of MGM, does a lot of stuff on MGM. It's obvious who the favorite is to make the playoffs. So this is NFL playoff odds just to make the playoffs. Your Kansas City Chiefs, which you can hear those games here on 96.5 The Fan, mm-hmm. they're minus 650. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you got to bet $650 to win 100. The worst odds.
Doesn't sound like a great return on investment, right?
Well, that's why, like, that's one of the, like, when you first, and I'll get into this real quick. The next, or the worst odds to make the playoffs are the New England Patriots at plus 850. That is.
And it's only plus 850.
You think it should be plus 1,000?
Well, I think it should be plus like 3,200, but it goes to show you where the NFL is and how everybody knows there's somebody that finishes last year and goes up and finishes first this year. I'm not saying that's going to be the New England Patriots, but if this is Major League Baseball, right, going into the season, what do you think the odds were for, let's say the Royals? I don't think anybody thought they were going to be great, you know, going into the season. What was the odds for them to go to the World Series before opening day? Like,
I think it was like plus 2,200.
Yeah, right.
Like plus 2,800.
Something crazy, right? Yeah. Something bizarrely unreachable.
And it's still
unreachable, and it's still very high. Mm-hmm. The fact that New England's only plus 800 shows you where this league is when it comes to parity, allegedly, you know, in the National Football League. I stress to people all the time, baseball has more parity than the NFL does, and people look at me like I'm nuts. I go back and look at the champions. The last 30 years have been dominated by the Patriots and the Chiefs, folks. I mean, like, let's call it what it is, right? Every year in baseball seemingly is a different champion and whatnot. So baseball does have more parity, but the NFL is perceived to have more parity. So that's why you get numbers like that. Like the New England Patriots at plus 800 just to make it to the postseason doesn't feel like as long a shot as it should be, because they don't have a quarterback right now that anybody's in love with, and they have a brand new head coach that I don't think anybody knows anything about.
Yeah. And I think what's crazy about this, and what we were in post-production yesterday doing our normal chats, and I thought the thing that was interesting about this is 10 years ago, it was completely opposite.
Yeah.
2014, maybe not that. I mean, I don't think the Chiefs were probably minus or plus 850, but let's go to 2012.
Yeah.
Right? The Chiefs were probably plus 850 to make the playoffs. That was prime Denver. That was LA was still decent. Rivers was still their quarterback. And New England had Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and they were always favorite to go to the Super Bowl. And always. And to me, it was just kind of eye-opening to see where the NFL has completely flipped. And you take a team like the Chiefs that were, you know, never considered a serious threat. Fan base was always like, this is our year. We're going to be all right. Now the fan base is like, who are we going to play in the AFC Championship game?
Right.
And who's the best team in the NFC that we could probably face in the Super Bowl? Whereas New England now is going, all right, well, we just traded Judon. We don't have our best defensive player anymore. We just drafted Drake May. We don't have a real running back. We're wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster just got cut. And it seems like everything is different, and it's like the script has flipped to New England from Kansas City. And I'm going to be honest with you, it makes me happier and happier and happier every day to see that, because I was one of those people that grew up in a time where I saw the worst Chiefs season in the world.
Oh, God.
I saw when it was a waste of Jamal Charles in a defense that had Tomba and Barry and Houston and all those great players as well. And, you know, as a kid, I was raised, it's like, this is the 90s Chiefs. This is Marcus Allen, Derek Thomas, Neil Smith. These are the good guys. We're a good defense. We have a great team. Playoff loss. Now it's like, if they were to lose in the first round of the playoffs, it's a catastrophic failure.
Oh, absolutely. The season would be a disaster.
And like, it's a beautiful thing to see it nowadays.
It is. It'll be funny that day that they do lose early and see how they clean house, because when they lose in the Super Bowl, they clean house. When they lose in the AFC Championship game, they clean house. I mean, imagine what happens if they lost in a divisional round, how many people would be looking for a new job, you know, that's on the 53-man roster right now. But I think what New England is doing is actually the right thing. Just get rid of everybody on your roster that has any value right now, because that's how you rebuild things, right? Especially when you're a franchise that's a dead stick like the New England Patriots have been for the last 4 years. Trading Matthew Judon, they got a third round draft pick back. If that's Brett Veach, that's valuable pick. I don't know how good the drafting of New England is going to be, but I like the mindset of that. Just get rid of everybody that has any value, get draft picks, and let's try to rebuild this thing. Because I think right now, going into the season, you got Matthew Judon on your team, Dusty. You're not winning many games because of that, because you don't have that quarterback. You don't have a better quarterback than Miami. You don't have a better quarterback than the Jets. You don't have a better quarterback than Buffalo, right? Mm-hmm. So you know where you stand in the division. You know, you can pretty much place everybody in the division based on their quarterbacks. New England is going to be a fourth place team this year. And so you're not looking for 2024. You're looking for the future, and you've got to rebuild. And so, like, they did a good thing yesterday by trading Judon. They did the right thing by releasing Juju Smith-Schuster. Have yourself one of those years that the Royals had last year, and just let everybody know this is an evaluation season. We're going to see what we have, And then after this season, then we'll regroup and then we'll put our best team together and try to go back and get into the postseason. So I think it's okay to do that if you're the New England Patriots, but it happens fast in the NFL. You and I were talking about, who were we talking about this morning? The wide receiver that used to be with the Chargers.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
And he's fat, like, now.
He's
apparently
fat, right? Now he's playing tight end, right?
Yeah, they said
fat
he's 230
Allen
pounds.
Playing tight end. But it happens so fast in the NFL. Like, if you don't capitalize on that window, you're screwed, man. You're up the creek without a paddle. And that's why what the Chiefs are doing is even more impressive, because in the NFL, it's not built to sustain the success like the Chiefs are seeing right now, like the Chiefs are having right now. You got the draft, you got free agency, guys want their bag and all that kind of stuff. And here we sit and they're maintaining and they're sustaining the success. And that, to me, in the NFL, is pretty damn unique. And so the Patriots are looking at it, they're going, we're not going to win this year, so let's gut this thing and let's try to rebuild and let's try to get in position to do something in 2025. But that just goes to show you how quickly this league changes, because 5 years ago, even, the New England Patriots never would have been considered in this category.
913-586-7965. That's the new number. This is the new station, 96.5 The Fan, here in Kansas City. Home of the Tigers, home of the Wildcats, home of the Chiefs, home of the Royals, and home of Fesco and Dusty here with you. I've gotten a text already from my buddy Will. He says, you guys sound great. Shout out to Will. Got a bunch of texts here. Sounding great, gentlemen. I can feel the energy this morning. You guys sound crisp. Thank you very much. Speaking of crisp, or maybe not crisp, we move on into our NFL conversations here. And Mac brought up a question. Our executive producer, Mac Morey. Ben Simone, most pressure headed into the season for Kansas City and for the NFL. I want you to give me the most pressure for a Kansas City Chiefs player heading into the season one, Bob Fest.
This is going to come out of left field, Nick Bolton. I was reading something yesterday about the... Oh, really?
It's
okay.
Mine too.
Reading something yesterday about twinning, about him like not wanting to get into a conversation about his contract, and he wants it to kind of play out, right? Mm-hmm. And Bolton's been a guy, got some injury concerns, but is a hell of a football player, and he's one of my favorite football players on this team right now. I love watching that kid play. And I saw that yesterday. He might want to play this thing out and see where they are at the end of the season. Big risk by Bolton to do so. Mm-hmm. So when you bet on yourself, which I can appreciate, but when you bet on yourself, there's a lot of pressure there. And so for me, the pressure this season is squarely on Nick Bolton, because he's going to be the one chasing the money at the end of the season.
And you're betting on yourself at a position that's not highly valued. This
isn't
it's
not a highly valued spot, no.
Yeah, this is one of the least valuable positions right now in the NFL, whether it's correct or not. So, yeah, I had Nick Bolton, honorable mention, Sky Moore and Tony, if they make the roster. I think there's a lot of pressure on those guys. Maybe not for us as Kansas City fans. Maybe won't have a big impact on the WL column. But for their careers as a whole, I mean, huge season.
I'm going to go on record and say I think Sky Moore makes the team. I don't think Kadarius Tony has a shot. Like, reading the tea leaves right now about Kadarius Tony, I mean, I think I got a better shot to play wide receiver for the Chiefs than he does right now.
Mac, you can go next, and then I can go after you, but you said Bolton was one of your players for the Chiefs with the most pressure as well. Do you have another one as well?
If you went into the, Sky Moore or Tony, but if you went into just the league as far as pressure facing in the NFL, I think Aaron Rodgers has a whole heap of pressure.
Yeah, there's nobody under more pressure in the league this year from an entire league standpoint than Aaron Rodgers. This guy's run his mouth, missed the entire season last year. He's been a kind of a total douche. So I think everybody rooting against Aaron Rodgers, like, he's not going to act like he has pressure. He's a stone-cold assassin. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be the most scrutinized, watched, and talked about player in the league this year, and it's not even going to be close. There's not even going to be a runner-up to that.
And I think from a legacy standpoint, if this team, if he's healthy and plays, and if this team doesn't win 10, 11 games in is not vying for first in that division, I think legacy-wise, I mean, that's a big blip on his career.
What is his legacy right now? Because to me, Aaron Rodgers is the most underachieving quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. I don't give a rip about his stats. I really don't. When you're the quarterback of a team, as we've decided, you're judged by championships won. He's got one championship as a quarterback in the NFL. Any more, that's weak sauce, man. You know, like Joe Flacco has a championship.
Does he have three MVPs or four?
I think he's got, I think he's got more than four. I think
he has four.
Yeah, is he good for him? How many Super Bowls he got? You know, how many times has he led his? Is his playoff record under 500? I think, if I'm not mistaken, or right at 500, or just under 500.
So what you're saying is Drew Brees has a better legacy than Aaron Rodgers.
Drew Brees only has one Super Bowl championship.
Yeah, but he has a better playoff record.
Yeah,
and he has higher accolades.
Yeah, that's probably how we're judging quarterbacks these days, right? What do you do in the postseason? Like, Aaron Rodgers, to me, you're a failure, bro. Like, you and Brett Favre wasted 30 years in Green Bay. It's just, you got to win championships. Like, if we're going to continue to judge Patrick Mahomes against how many championships he has with Tom Brady, then I'm judging every quarterback on that. Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers only has one, so he's not in the conversation of the greatest of all time. Like, individual stats don't matter.
12-10 in the playoffs.
12-10 is Rodgers. So he's got above 500. Another shout out from people listening. My buddy Asher.
What's
says we sound clear.
What's Patrick Mahomes' playoff record?
Come on, you know that one.
How many playoff wins does Patrick Mahomes have?
16. He's only lost three.
Three. Yeah.
16-3.
I believe that's what it is. Either 16-3 or 15-3.
Okay. How many years has he been in the league versus seven. Aaron Rodgers? Okay. Conversation's over. Like, Aaron Rodgers couldn't hold Patrick Mahomes' jock strap if
he wanted
to.
Well, there's a lot of guys that couldn't. The only one that can is Tom Brady.
That's it. Yeah.
And he kind of owns that jockstrap.
Aaron Rodgers is a mid quarterback.
Montana's probably in the locker room. I don't know if he's holding
Montana's
the jockstrap.
In the locker room. Sure. Yeah, he's got four championships. Yeah, he's absolutely in the locker
room. But that's it.
That's it.
But to go back to Chiefs pressure, and maybe you won't agree with this, and that's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree. I think there's a lot of pressure on Rashee Rice. And the reason I say that is the offseason was tough.
Mm-hmm.
You just lost Hollywood Brown for 4 to 6 weeks, probably going to be out the first 2 weeks of the season. Depending on which doctor you listen to. Doctor. But last year he had a really good rookie year, and it really didn't like come to fruition until about past the halfway point. Almost at 1,000 yards. Can you do that again? Can you continue to be a reliable source for Patrick Mahomes? And while someone's out, can you step up? Not only that, the veteran that they signed in the offseason is out. They drafted a rookie. I know it's only year two, but that to me entices the pressure because, yeah, you're only a second year guy, but the trust you have from the quarterback, the system that you learn so quickly, and everything else, I think there's a little bit of pressure for Rashee Rice when it comes to the Chiefs player. I don't think it's like necessarily, I don't think it merits bad pressure, but there is a little bit of like, hey, this is how the NFL evolves. Like, after you've done it for 1 year, can you do it again? Can you do it again? And if not, they'll kick rocks and go somewhere else, and we'll look at, you know, we'll try to find somebody else who can do it. So I think there's a little bit of pressure on the name of Rashee Rice. Now, when you go outside of the Chiefs, you go to NFL players, like we had mentioned, we'll get into head coaches with the most pressure as well, as we can rank our top five. Outside of the Kansas City Chiefs, I think the most pressure on a player is CJ Stroud and Joe Burrow. Now, here's why.
Well, C.J. Stroud, everybody's like, can he do it again?
Same sort of narrative as Rashee Rice.
Well, and that was the narrative with Patrick Mahomes as well going into his second year.
And he crushed
defenses
it.
Are going to figure him out. Yep. They've had a whole offseason to prepare. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Here we sit. The same conversation is happening around C.J. Stroud right now.
Right.
Can he duplicate what he did last year? Can he take the next step? And look, I'm a buyer. I am a huge buyer in C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryans, the whole nine yards of what they're doing in Houston right now with that football team. I think C.J. Stroud's going to be great this year. But again, I've got my blinders on. So
right. And then I think the pressure on Burrow is, can you continue to be a top three quarterback in the NFL? You haven't thrown the ball a whole lot in the offseason. And Cincinnati's window is closing with their first wave. T. Higgins is on a franchise tag. Ja'Marr Chase isn't showing up because he wants a contract. And Joe Burrow had the injury to the wrist last year. So I think the pressure is on those two guys. Plus, you're a quarterback. It kind of comes with the job. Like, you have pressure on your back. And C.J. Stroud, they added to your offense that was already electric with Nico Collins and Tank Dell. They gave you Joe Mixon. They gave you Stephon Diggs. And now it's like, okay, the South is yours. Can you take it? When you look at Joe Burrow, you're back. Is your wrist all right? Can you be that quarterback that's Joe Cool, that's clutch, that's got stone cold, you know, plums in the playoffs? Can you continue that sort of legacy? When you move on to teams with pressure, I would say the team with the most pressure this year is the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people looking at the Dolphins saying, are they a real team, right? Is this a real coach? Is this a real quarterback? I think there's a lot of pressure on them. I still think, though, going into this season, the Jets have the more pressure than anybody right now in NFL because of Aaron Rodgers, because now the Hassan Reddick holdout going on right now. I think their coach and their general manager are squarely on the hot seat, and it's the New York market. And so the pressure's going to be on them to finally do something. nothing with all of this money that they invested and coming off a season that was a total disaster for them a season ago. I think there's a lot of pressure on San Francisco as well. How many times
that's
can you get to the door and knock on it and be this close to getting inside and then having the door slammed in your face, right?
Exactly.
Like these two Super Bowls that they've lost to the Chiefs, Kyle Shanahan blowing the game when he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons to the Patriots with that 28-3 lead. I think there's a lot of pressure on those guys as well to show that they can get over the hump, because if San Francisco gets back to the Super Bowl again, oh my God, people are going to wonder, can they win? Can they seal the deal? Will the Chiefs beat them again? And there's a pretty good chance that the Chiefs will knock off San Francisco again, you know, in the Super Bowl. So I think there's a lot of pressure on San Francisco. I also think this year there's a lot of pressure internally, and I say internally, from that city on the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of talk about, should Nick Sirianni be fired? Mm-hmm. Does he have a good relationship with Jalen Hurts and all of that kind of stuff? So I think there's pressure on Philadelphia as well to get out there and see what they can do.
Let's move on to pressure to the head coaches as we wrap this segment up here in a few minutes. I'll give you five coaches I think have a lot of pressure on them this year. Number one is Nick Sirianni. I think he felt the mass amount of gravity of pressure last year after the Chiefs Super Bowl he won in the regular season.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott, I think, has a lot of pressure. Mike McDaniel has a lot of pressure in Miami, right? Like, he was the cool, hot flame that had the offense. They put up 70 on Denver, and then, like we had mentioned earlier, couldn't beat a big team, right? Can't win. His quarterback can't win in cold weather climates, and you have everybody coming back. Waddle, Hill, Achane, Mostert, Tua, all those guys are coming back.
And they all got paid now, too, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I think Sean Payton has a lot of pressure, because if it's a catastrophic failure in Denver, they're going to have to think to themselves, and the Walmart money's going to be like, is he really that good, or was it really just Drew Brees in New Orleans? Mm-hmm. And then my last one is Robert Saleh, right? Like, it's New York.
Oh, yeah.
There's pressure the day you get hired. I don't care if you go 11-6. The next year, you got pressure, and this year you got Hassan Reddick trying to get out. You got Aaron Rodgers coming back. You got all this sort of stuff in New York. It's New York. It's that media. It's that market. You got to perform. And Robert Saleh, I love him. I think he's great. He's a damn good looking dude. But the thing is, in New York, you have to win, and you have to prove it to the fan base and the team. And I think there's a lot of pressure in New York.
Yeah, and I think Robert Saleh is number one by far when it comes to who has the most pressure on him this year. And there are other guys that, you know, maybe have pressure on them this year, but I don't think it's anything like Robert Saleh. I mean, the way he handled the offseason with Aaron Rodgers, talking about how he was fined and all that kind of stuff, getting off kind of the wrong start there to start the season. Like, everything they do is scrutinized. Every single play will be analyzed. Every single moment will be diagnosed. I think Robert Saleh by far has the most pressure on him of any coach in the NFL. One guy who I don't think has any pressure on him this year is Mike McCarthy. I think he's gone regardless after this season. So if I'm Mike McCarthy, man, there's no pressure on me. I know they want 73-year-old Bill Belichick walking through this door next year. So you know what? No pressure on me. I don't think Mike McCarthy has any pressure at all, because he knows he's got. Robert Saleh's got pressure. And then I saw one yesterday, too, people talking about the potential of Daboll getting fired in New York as well, and Belichick maybe coaching the Giants next year. And so I could see that happening, because the Giants live in history land, and Belichick has always wanted to coach the Giants and whatnot. Looks like a marriage that could be made in quote-unquote football heaven, which I don't agree with. But if the Giants go south...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare! The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This year, Dayball's a guy that could potentially be fired as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.